HAID is a woman's monthly bleeding cycle, also called period. Menstrual periods can vary in days and in cycles. During the days the girl or a woman has her period, she is not required to pray the daily prayer or to fast. If she misses some wajib fast in the month of Ramadan, she will have to pay back those missed fast later on as qada. But the salat she misses during her period do not have to be paid back. Besides HAID, a woman can also experience bleeding that is not a part of her period or monthly menstruation cycle. This unexpected irregular non-period bleeding is called istihada. When a woman experiences istihada, she still has to pray and fast, but there are some additional rules for it. There are three types of ghusl that are wajib for women only. Ghusl of HAID is wajib to perform after the end of the monthly bleeding of women, before a woman can pray and fast again. Ghusl of istihada is wajib for women after certain kinds of irregular bleeding. Ghusl of nifas is wajib after the bleeding of childbirth. In this lesson, we will speak about HAID. First of all women who are of age of experiencing periods are divided into two broad categories. Those who have their regular period every month, i.e. that they follow the same pattern as far as the start date and duration is concerned, and those who do not have a regular pattern. Those who have a regular period are further divided into three categories. 1. Those whose period is regular both in start date and the duration of period. For example, she sees blood at the beginning of every month for 7 days. 2. Those whose period is regular in start date, but not in the duration. For example, she sees blood at the beginning of each month, but it differs in duration. 3. Those whose period is regular in duration, but not the start date. For example, her period usually lasts for 7 days, but on occasions it is seen at the beginning of the month, sometimes in the middle, and sometimes at the end of the month. Now those who do not have a regular period are also divided into three categories. 1. The beginner, the girl who has just started experiencing her period and is therefore not aware of any regular pattern. 2. Those who fluctuate, the woman whose period varies from occasion to occasion and follows no regular pattern. 3. The forgetful, the woman who has forgotten the dates or duration of her menses. Just a reminder, besides a regular monthly period called HAID, women will sometimes experience irregular bleeding called istihada. During istihada, a woman is still expected to pray and to fast. It is only haram for her to pray and fast if it is during her HAID. The challenge is that sometimes a woman is not sure if her bleeding is HAID or istihada, and therefore she is not sure whether to pray and fast or not. Keep in mind that HAID is never less than 3 days and never more than 10 days in each monthly cycle. So what are the rules for the woman who has a regular period both in dates and duration? So for example, we know that we see blood from the 1st to the 7th of every month. What if we saw blood for a few more days? The rule is if it does not exceed 10 days, then all of it is HAID, as we know the period of HAID cannot exceed 10 days. And if it exceeds 10 days, then only the blood that corresponds to your regular period will be HAID, and consider the rest as istihada. For example, we saw blood from the 1st till the 7th of every month, but this time we saw blood for 12 days. We only count that which corresponds to our regular period, i.e. 1st till the 7th, and the rest will be istihada. Therefore, the acts of worship which she did not perform during these days must be made up. The rules for the woman who has a fixed start date for HAID but no fixed duration. If the bleeding exceeds more than 10 days, she should refer to the habits of her relatives and use that as a guideline. Of course, the days after 10 days are istihada, but she should calculate the first day of menses according to a regular fixed start date. Remember, the HAID cannot exceed 10 days. One who does not know about the habit of her relatives, it is recommended to consider the first 7 days of her due date as HAID. Rules for the woman who has a fixed duration of HAID but no fixed start date. If such a woman sees blood for more than 10 days and the nature of blood remains the same, she should count the number of fixed days which corresponds to a regular period as HAID and the rest of the days as istihada. Rules for the beginner. A girl who is experiencing a menstrual period for the first time and sees blood for more than 10 days should refer to the habit of her relatives in order to determine how many days she should consider as HAID and the rest will be considered istihada. One who does not know about the habit of her relatives, it is recommended to consider the first 7 days from her due date as HAID. If the blood with the signs of HAID is seen for not less than 3 days and not more than 10 days, then all that blood is HAID. Rules for the woman whose duration and dates are irregular. If such a woman experiences bleeding for more than 10 days, she should refer to the habit of her relatives and calculate her menstrual period in accordance with it. If she does not know about the habit of her relatives, or they also do not have any, she will fix any reasonable number, neither less than 3 days nor more than 10 days. It is recommended to consider the first 7 days after the start of bleeding as Hayd. Rules for the woman who forgets about the duration or date of her period. If she experiences bleeding for more than 10 days, she should consider that blood which has the signs of Hayd as menses and the rest as istihada. If she cannot tell the two apart from signs, she should consider the first 7 days as her menstrual period and any extra days as istihada.